Hare Krishna. The question is, Shastra says that one can have many Diksha Gurus, but can I only have one Diksha Guru? So can we in ISKCON have multiple Diksha Gurus? First of all, the degree of Diksha can vary. Different devotees can give Diksha, but for a limited period of time or for a prolonged period of time. Even in the material world, non-devotees can become our Guru if they remind or teach us what we have heard from Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. But we shouldn't follow them. Like there is an example in the Srimad Bhagavatam of the Avadhut Brahman who had 24 gurus. And he used his intelligence and learned from the earth, water, fire, pigeon, python, prostitute, etc. But he didn't associate nor followed them because they weren't devotees. Some of them were not even living entities. So yes, one can have many gurus, but that is in context with learning different subject matters. One does not get everything from one guru. Like in the example of Avadhut Brahmana, he learned different things from all these 24 gurus. So now, we in our ISKCON movement, we have different devotees who guide us in different areas like sadhana, seva, kirtan, instruments, cooking, book distribution, read worship, etc. Out of these, those who teach us how to advance in bhakti are the most prominent siksha gurus. If one has many siksha gurus in the same area, then there are high chances to get confused. Since different gurus treat their disciples differently and their views and opinion may differ from other gurus. So chances are very high to get confused when we hear contradictory opinions from different gurus. However, the purpose of guru is not to confuse but to elevate and destroy doubts of a disciple. Also, the process of bhakti is to serve our gurujan and follow them. And because we are limited, we can't serve so many gurus and also can't follow so many at the same time. So we need to filter out. If we don't serve, follow and surrender, then just taking knowledge from every guru from everywhere without serving them has no effect. So one has to render service. That's why Srila Prabhupada translates bhakti as devotional service and not just devotion. We are obliged to serve those first who inspire us the most, in whom we have the most faith, and who are willing to take responsibility for us for a prolonged period of time. So we have to identify those devotees, such devotees, and give our first priority to serve and follow them. Otherwise we become jack of all and master of none. According to Krishna Bhandamrit, a book written by Narahari Sarkar, he mentions that serving other advanced devotees at the cost of sacrificing service to our Gurujan is not the right etiquette. So we have to consider all these factors and accordingly decide. Thank you, Hare Krishna.